Good morning. I grew up in a family of 10 with 6 sisters, 1 brother, me being the 4th child. I have a lot of good childhood memories and some not so good. I had good parents that provided security, but there was very little spiritual teaching. The only times we read out of the Bible was on Sundays that we didn't go to church, and we only read German, so I didn't understand much at all. I remember Dad reading a lot of Bible stories and sometimes talked about God, but it was a tense subject. We were taught about Jesus, so I knew there was a God, but it wasn't real to me. During my school years, I developed a bad anger problem. I got angry at every little thing. My mom and I argued a lot. It ended most times with me having the last word. Then often I'd go somewhere and cry my heart out. I felt nobody loved me or cared for me. I often felt very alone. I wished I could have control over my anger. I wished my parents would help me. Instead, they didn't really do anything to try to reach me, which then made me lock up and learned how to make myself hard so I don't have to feel the hurt. This continued all through my school years. Eventually, I learned how to have more control. Life was somewhat better, but I wasn't experiencing freedom. Through my 16th year, life was good. I mostly lived my life the way I wanted to. I didn't know God, yet in the back of my mind, it kind of bothered me. Questions came to my mind like, would I be ready to meet God if I died? I knew I wasn't, yet I didn't know what I had to do except be a good person and not do anything bad. I had always the fear of death. At the age of 17, I struggled even more. I was still dealing with anger, and some with moral purity. Also, at the age of 17, I started instruction classes. My parents never even said anything to me about it. I knew it was expected of me, and I wanted to be a Christian, so I took that step. We went through the articles of faith, but I didn't really understand much of anything. I had no clear understanding what baptism is about, or the new birth, except to be a member of the church. I was very sincere over that time and started to search more. I believed in God. I thought I had faith, yet I still had no victory. God wasn't real. I remember thinking that maybe baptism would help and that I can be free and pure. That fall I became baptized. On the day of my baptism, I felt very sincere. It felt like a very special day. But after baptism, nothing felt different. I was still the same person. Nothing had changed. I didn't have peace and I wasn't free from sin. I don't remember of ever repenting either before baptism. Somewhere around the age of 18, I got so tired of myself, my anger. So I started thinking maybe if I would read my Bible and start having more prayer time, things would change. But praying was a whole new thing for me. I didn't know how to pray to someone that I couldn't even see. Yet I still did. I read my Bible more regularly, but things didn't really make sense. Often I would be reading a chapter and thinking something else the whole time. I also repented of my sins over that time. I prayed much for help with my anger, and I did find some victory and peace. At 18, we started our courtship. That was a new step in life. I started seeing I can't do it by myself. I saw my need for God even more. I had prayer time regularly, which seemed to help a lot. I also read my Bible more, but things still didn't make sense. But God did feel more real. I felt like I had taken a step in faith. Yet, looking back, my faith that I had was just faith by my own works. We had a pure courtship. We regularly read out of the Bible and usually end up with a prayer. Levi was a help to me understanding more of the Bible, yet things were still gray. A year later, we got married, which was the fall before we started going to Shelbyville. Marriage was another new step. The first few months were good. Till the newness wore off, I found out we're both humans. We had our struggles with me often getting frustrated at Levi for not leading out the way I thought he should. I was selfish, blamed everything on him. I often locked up and didn't want to talk to him. We never did talk about our issues till everything was settled. Always just went so far, then let it go. We had a hard time communicating, which I again blamed everything on him. We did have our good times too, but never knew how to relate spiritually. We had devotions together, but eventually quit as it was just empty. God was far away. We had no power. It was a hard time for me. I had this hunger for something more real. After we started going to Shelbyville, which was a hard decision to make, yet I knew that was what we wanted for ourselves, the scriptures started to have more meaning. I looked forward to go to church every Sunday. I had more of a hunger for God's word, but still struggled with anger and unbelief. God wasn't real, and I wanted what everybody else has. So I tried all the harder to be there. I didn't realize that I still had a lot of self to give up. Yet I had committed my life to Christ, but didn't have victory. I struggled with the idea of being rebaptized. I didn't think it's necessary. Even I didn't talk much about how our spiritual life was. I longed for it, yet it wasn't a comfortable subject for me. I got frustrated often at even for not being more aware of how I feel or what I'm going through. One time he asked me if anger is sin. I said, yes, but I hadn't been aware that it actually is till then. That was a turning point. I repented of my anger and frustration. Still, my joy wasn't full, but I finally had some victory over anger. Still, I had unbelief. It felt like God just isn't working in my life. I tried all the harder to perform by myself. I didn't realize that I have to let go and let God do the work. I didn't have a true understanding of what faith is. I finally got to the end of myself. Nothing was working. I didn't know what to do next. Then the Sunday before baptisms, Levi started questioning me about my faith. I don't know how it all happened, but I mentioned something about it would be so much easier to believe if I could see God's works first. Then he mentioned something about, so it's a faith problem. It gave me a lot to think about, but all of a sudden everything made sense. I realized my unbelief that I had, saw how hard I had been trying to perform by myself and waiting to see the fruits. My faith wasn't grounded in Jesus Christ. I hadn't realized that God can't do the work till I'm willing to let everything go and believe he will do the work. Finally, faith made sense. I repented and poured my heart out and gave everything to God. I was done with myself. I experienced a joy and freedom like never before. I had victory over sin and peace I never knew before. I was excited to see what God has for us yet. Today I can testify God has done the work and gave me victory. And I desire to be baptized and commit myself to the local body of Jesus Christ. If anyone sees anything in my life, please come talk to me about it. To God be all the glory for him.
Good morning. My name is Levi Hirschberger. I grew up in a family with 9 children. I'm the 4th child. Growing up was dark and confusing. Home was chaos and empty, but it was what I knew. I had a big fear of evil and death. I knew of God and feared him. Probably about the first memories I have was when my dad went to Harmony Haven when I was 5 or 6. He had been diagnosed with bipolar schizophrenia. After he came home, things were kind of different. We had family devotions and Dad prayed. There was spiritual teaching. I greatly desired rest and security, and it improved, but it didn't last. There was more time spent, family time spent at that time. I was greatly controlled by fear of man and insecurity. I craved attention from others. Around age 11 to 13, I realized that my behavior around people didn't really seem to be appreciated. I was becoming very self-conscious. My desire for glory and being noticed became huge. But I was paralyzed by feelings of self-contempt and shame. I was very controlled by my emotions. The summer I was 14, I was still working at home. During that time, it added greatly to my anger, mostly turned inward, and bitterness. Occasionally, I would release it by beating up a horse or some animal in the home with everything I had. When I was 16, I joined the youth group with the permission from my parents. I knew that it wasn't what they wanted, though, but I was set on it. That's where I wanted to go. There was a lot of things I was going after that my parents did not approve of, but I wasn't willing to change anything for them. I was determined. My life was miserable. I plunged deeper into sin, impure thoughts, lust. When I was 16, I started instruction class, baptized when I was 17. That summer, I was searching. I desperately knew I needed something. I thought maybe it would help me. Also, it was this huge thing for me. I had a huge fear of war. For some reason, I had this idea maybe the church would be a protection for me if there would be a draft. Maybe it would provide protection. I wouldn't have to go to war. And this huge fear of man that it was easier to join church than to not. When I was 17, I mentioned to my parents about going to Harmony Haven. I was not having victory. It was during the time of instruction class, things changed slightly. Life was a little bit better. I was doing better. But I burned out. I was spiritually starved, desperate. I knew that there was nothing I could do to change myself. There had to be something. I was determined. But I was helpless and didn't trust in anything or anybody other than myself. I had this idea I had to figure out life by myself. It was a dark, hopeless time. I thought I was in control, but there was no power. I did not believe in God. He seemed far away. So it was about half a year after I was baptized, I mentioned to my parents of going to Harmony Haven. I wanted something better, admired what I'd seen in some of the other boys, and mostly being tired of being at home. I went to Harmony Haven, experienced a lot of emotional relief. Before that, prior to that, it seemed I was emotions controlled everything. I was in bondage to my emotions and other people. I was emotionally controlled. I could not receive anything from anybody. I was locked up. I experienced a lot of emotional relief and freedom. A lot of spiritual teaching. I came home and it seemed I was finally able to make choices without being overtaken by fear of other people and my own feelings. After a while, things were coming back. Frustration with church, family, myself. I didn't know how to deal with all this. I felt myself going downward with no solution. Discouragement and depression overtook. I was becoming very judgmental. I thought I was a good person. And it was all everybody else's fault. I put people into categories. It's a huge problem I had. Some people were way up there and I tried to figure out where I was in all this. Compared myself to other people and how they were doing. But as time went on, I became more and more desperate for my own need of freedom. I was in huge bondage. But as I realized, I had no choice. Actually, that was later on. I was desperate. I knew I could not go on living this life. In the early summer, I was 19, of 2022, I went to Care and Share, Mentoring in Ohio. For 3 days, I was desperate, ready to do whatever, very vulnerable. There was a lot of emphasis put on caring for the heart, also better understanding where all the emotions and negative thought patterns come from. I put everything in. I was very aware of all my feelings already. And a lot of junk came out. There was effort put into trying to find another place to live other than home. Thankfully, it did not work out. I came home relieved, thinking there's a reason I am where I am, because of all this stuff. About a week or two later, I was going down the exact same road of life, controlled by circumstances, the way I perceived life, and feelings, and all this other junk that I had learned. I desperately was determined not to go back to where I was, but the more I tried, the more powerless I was. It was darker than it was before. It was at a big school meeting that I met Jonas just after he came back from Free Indeed. He asked me how I was doing. I was ready to load everything on him. He didn't let me, thankfully. He asked me if I understood the grace of God. I had thought I did. But for the first time, it dawned on me that if I was walking in the grace of God, I would be free. This huge thing would not be controlling me. Depression. I was dealing with depression and discouragement. I would have power over it. We talked a while. I went home and told God I'm done with myself. Jesus is all I need. I was well aware that my heart was far from it and has lived in unbelief all these years. I put everything into it. I will believe. I don't really know when, but I will. Seemed I had this idea that if I don't feel it, then I don't really know if I do believe. Somehow I was convinced, or I knew, that if I did this, my depression would be gone. The next morning I woke up. The wave of depression, myself, and my self-life was right there, ready to be part of me. I remember thinking, no, that is no longer me. I'm free of that. I was free. Life was different. Several days later, it dawned on me I had faith. I love my devotional time. I had victory over anger and bitterness against my parents. I could now talk to my dad in love. It was a new life. I was doing good for a while. I understood the love of God within us as being conditional and taking a full surrender. I had confidence in God, peace and joy. We began our courtship in the fall of 2023. I was 20. Spiritual life was doing good. But as time went on, it was a new experience, and in my immaturity, it hindered my spiritual life. Cycles started coming in, doing good, not doing good. Sin was coming back into my life. And I was unclear on what to do with it. A lot of old psychology and deceptive teaching didn't help, and somehow found their way back to a certain degree, but it wasn't the same. I had tasted something real, but was becoming content with my life and didn't really have a problem with it. Thought I was doing pretty good, yet continually being convicted. I wasn't there. Cycles of doing better, not so good, continued. We married when I was 21. Last fall, a year ago. With that, we moved to a different church setting, and it is in the Amish. You would go to communion and ask to have communion with them, request it. But I struggled with that. I was not satisfied. I did not have peace in clearly asking for membership in a church I did not support. I was well aware that I did not support the church. Then the decision was in front of me, I'm leaving. I seen a lot of my own intellect was involved, and it hindered me, my life, but I was in sin. We left the Amish. We were very blessed with what we had, sound teaching. After a while, I was kind of shocked at my lack of desire for the Word of God. I tried to do better in discipline, but it didn't really work. Nothing really changed. My devotional life with God was not good. I was shocked at my desire for just... I thought back to the Amish life. I seen a carnal person can live there, be a good person with high morals. There's not this huge high calling, high standard. And I was shocked in my desire for that. Just living a good, happy life. Nothing really changed, but I became more and more convicted that I wasn't there. The others were taking steps towards baptism, and I just kind of accepted that I don't really need to worry about it now. Other stuff I knew had to be taken care of first, so I just left it, but was still faced with discouragement. I didn't admit the sin. I didn't realize the deceitfulness of sin. I was kind of blinded. I didn't know what was hindering me. For some reason, I wasn't sure what to do with it. It became more and more real that something needs to change. At this point, it was lust, unbelief. I believed in God. I was convinced in God. I had nothing more solid to go to because I had experienced Him. But just desire to live my own life, I guess. Carnality. Didn't feel like being open to the brothers. I became more and more real that something needs to happen. One morning some of the brothers had devotions. I was questioned, and I did not know where I stand. I realized that clearly. Matthew 3:10, where it talks about the axe is laid to the root. If the tree is not hewn down, if it's an evil tree, I was clearly aware that there is sin in my life and I need to repent. Matthew 7:17-19 stood out very clearly. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So I realized there was evil fruit coming out. And I'm not a good tree if I'm bringing forth evil fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. It became clear to me that I need to repent. I did. John 1:19 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. I confess, and by faith I stand clear with God and desire to be baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ. I desire to commit myself to the body of believers.